Then we can also use an immunotherapy in the leprosy, in which we give levimisole 2.5 mg on two occasions, on the two consecutive days per week for 2 weeks, to enhance the immunity in borderline leprosy and the leptomatous leprosy. So if someone asks that what is the drug which you can give, that will be for the immunotherapy, that is levimisole 2.5 mg. In the follow-up smears taken from the same sites, because whenever we call the patients for the follow-up, we are going to take the slit skin smear to look for the improvement or deterioration, whether the patient is responding or not. So we are going to record the site of the slit skin smear for every patient, and when this patient comes for the follow-up, we are going to perform the slit skin smear at the same site as performed previously. I talked previously about the less common investigation, that is PCR and PGL1. So these tests are not available and are not available in Pakistan. If it is asked that whether do you perform it regularly, so we say no, because PCR can be done, but PGL1 is not available in Pakistan as far as I know. Then we have a difference between the erythema nodosum leprosum and relapse, because we have seen that sometimes the patient may show some lesions which might appear as if they have aggravated. So erythema nodosum leprosum is the type 2 reaction which usually occurs after the initiation of the treatment within 2 years of the end of the treatment, while the relapse occurs after 3 years or more. ENL is of rapid onset, while the relapse is gradual in onset. Erythema nodosum leprosum responds well to the steroid, whereas the relapse get aggravated when the steroids are given, because it is going to precipitate the infection. Erythema nodosum leprosum has a set of constitutional symptoms such as fever, arthralgias, myalgias, and certain complications such as dactylitis, arthritis, orchitis, but these constitutional symptoms are usually not seen in case of a relapse.